Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Ladies Talking Leafs, episode number 6 of season 4. I'm Chris.
And I'm Syl.
And it's the final show for this year for Ladies Talking Leafs, and we're going to be talking some Leafs and have some fun going into the Christmas and New Year break.
Yeah, so before we get on with that, a couple of quick notes from the NHL meetings that were held on December 12th and 13th. First of all, the salary cap is probably only going to go up $1 million, which obviously didn't go over very well with the GMs that were at the meetings. And the other thing that was mentioned at the meetings was the possibility of adding a play-in or wild card round before the Stanley Cup playoffs. Bettman was quick to shoot that down, saying there's really no issue with the current playoff format. I beg to differ with that. I don't know. I guess it might add a little bit of interest.
Maybe. I mean, it is a money-making thing, I think, like bottom right. line to have that. Like that's, and you would think that he would want to do that based on that.
I kind of feel like this is a Leaf problem because we don't hang around long enough for them to make any money. So maybe they figure if there's a play-in, although, you know, normally we finish higher than that. So, I don't know. Anyway, it's all about the money.
Yeah. And that salary cap thing is, I mean, I don't know. It's something to do with the players having to pay back the owners, I guess, to do with that. It's something that us fans, I don't think it's, when it comes down to the numbers and everything, it's like, we're not interested really too much in that kind of detail. We know it's, I don't know. I personally, I think that it probably could go up more than $1 million, like at least maybe 2 or 3. And I can see why the most GMs weren't happy about it, but nothing much you can do if that's what it is. And that's the way it is. And they're going to have to work around it. But that kind of, like we've mentioned during the last couple of years, that I guess Kyle Dubas's plan did not take into account having this lovely salary cap issue.
No. And I mean, the Leafs aren't the only team that are hamstrung by that either.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there's a lot of creative maneuvering going around pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, so on a Leaf-related note, Alex Rindell, who I personally didn't even, I think I heard his name at some point, but he
when I read that, I'm like, who?
He had his contract terminated by the Leafs, and so that, I think, is a move basically to give them one spot, one open spot left for a contract because they were already at the limit, and give them some flexibility. So to me, I thought, and a lot of people in the Leaf talk world, they all thought that, you know, something's getting set up for a possible move. There was a move, actually. It was, but it wasn't really related to that. It was with Dennis Malgin yesterday, because we're recording this on the Tuesday evening. Dennis Malgin was traded to Colorado for Dryden Hunt, who's 27 years old, 6 foot. 193 pounds. So a little bit of a different look there. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing to do, quick note for the Leafs, is to see that RD is getting healthy finally. Brody's back. Jordy Benn has been cleared to play, and Morgan Riley has started skating and will probably be back in the new year. So all that is good news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So as far as Dennis Malgin goes, yeah, he wasn't really adding too much value, given especially where it was best to use him. So he turned out to be not the best fit. And
well, I mean, he was given more than enough opportunity to play with
ample
Marner
opportunity
and Tavares.
To make his mark. So,
and he wasn't doing anything. And this Dryden Hunt from Pacey, you kind of know what he is. He is a fourth line depth player, let's say, but at least he brings some toughness. Apparently he's in the top 10 for hits per game. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing.
And I do think that they want to see if he can kind of rekindle his scoring touch from his junior days, because he did used to be able to put the puck in the net. So I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
I don't think he's not going to be there's no such thing as an enforcer anymore, but he's basically, I don't think the last couple of games versus the Rangers and the Capitals, they need a little bit of a bigger lineup, let's just say, gives Sheldon Keefe, like he said, it gives him an option to have a little bit of size in the lineup. So that's
good. And as for Dennis Malgin, I mean, he's going to get ample opportunity there in Colorado as well, because they're another team that is struggling with injuries. So, anyway, I think this is probably the end of the Dennis Malgin relationship, I would think, now, finally.
Yeah.
All right. So now a reminder of our holiday giveaway, where one lucky winner can win a pair of Leaf tickets. We'll talk about this a little later in the show, and you can visit our social media for the complete details on how to win this awesome prize. So now let's get into the show, starting with the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we're going to run our very first Ladies Talking Leafs Christmas gift reel. And for our third period segment, we want to give a few shout outs to our listeners and social media followers. So without any further ado, let's talk Leafs.
The good, the bad, the ugly for the final time in 2022, anyways. So my good, I forget who I chose originally, but I changed my mind and I went with Pontus Holmberg. So I really like this kid, 23 years old. We drafted him. He's homegrown talent, drafted him 158th overall in 2018. I actually personally think or thought that he could have actually replaced Dennis Malgin while Malgin was here and went on the wing, but to try him up there. But I mean, part of his development, I read up on him a little bit, part of his development was in playing in the Swedish Hockey League, and he actually had the most playoff points for the team en route to winning the championship in 2021 with his Swedish hockey team, it's Vaxo. I didn't pronounce that very good, but anyhow, has little accents over the A and the O. So he won a championship, which is always good to have that kind of winning attitude and to experience that. And I think it's maybe one of what Kyle Dubas was referring to last year after the season ended, that some of these guys within the system, like, you can't just depend on trades. You got to have people within the system. And this one seems to have worked out. He's playing in the fourth line with Aston Reese and right now Joey Anderson on the other side. I'm liking what he's doing. You don't really notice him out there. So that has to be a good thing.
He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. That's for sure.
Yeah. And that's what I guess Kyle Dubas, Sheldon Keefe was saying too, that doesn't make a lot of mistakes and low maintenance kind of guy. So that's good. So
Yeah, I agree. He's very calm, cool, and collected for such a young guy. And, you know, I think they thought they were just going to give him a shot and then he was going to be one of those guys that move up and down. But he certainly made a case for staying up with the big club.
Yeah. All right. So what's your good?
Okay. So my good is depth scoring, actually. Maybe not for the last two games, but over the last four games, we have seen an increase in goals from so-called non-core four players, led, of course, by Michael Bunting, who's really been lighting it up. Over this stretch, we've seen goals also from Kerfoot, Brody, Engvall, and Joey Anderson, who you just mentioned. So I don't know. Yeah. I think we need to see this more on a consistent basis, but it was good to see some, you know, more people chipping in over the last few.
Yeah. And just noticing out there, like finally, like yeah. the last few games, Aston Reese as well.
Oh yeah, Aston definitely.
Reese, you've noticed him. And again, he was another player I was thinking could move up in the lineup and play with JT and Marner, but then Yarncroke has come back tonight. So mm-hmm. that didn't happen. But I just thought his chippiness or his grit would kind of fill that role on the left side. That's really a problem right now on the left side of that, on that second line. So
yeah, definitely.
But going back to your depth scoring, yeah, I think he's made an improvement there, and Engvall is finally showing a little bit more consistency, showing that speed and from game to game and mm-hmm. producing a little bit. So, and we're definitely going to need that. The only thing kind of leads into my bad, but you have to look at the third lines of the other teams or the bottom six of the other teams that unfortunately we're probably going to play in the playoffs, which is in the first round, which is either Boston or Tampa. And I was looking at Boston's, let's say, third line. Their third line is Taylor Hall, Charlie Coyle, and Trent Frederick. Mm-hmm. And then I look at our third line of Kerfoot, Kampf, and Engvall, and I'm like, I don't know. I think it's the Taylor Hall factor that really kind of changes it up a little bit there. When you look at that matchup, let's say, to say their third line versus our third line. But and then of course you have Tampa. Tampa, I think it's more the fourth line, but that, like, they have like Corey Perry and Maroon and Ross Colton, I guess it is. So but yeah, so with the depth scoring though, yeah, it's definitely good to see, and we'll need that moving forward.
So well, then that leads right into
the bad, which is what I was saying. Yeah, it's just this whole thing that the Bruins just keep on winning. The Leafs are right now, as of Tuesday night, we're 8 points behind the Bruins, and they have a game in hand. So that's not great. And they've just been winning constantly. I don't know. Everybody keeps saying it has to end at some point mm-hmm. that they're, I don't know. They had the injuries in the beginning of the year. Marchand wasn't playing, and McAvoy was out. So, but they managed to, get through that. And yeah, they're on top of the Atlantic Division. And then Tampa, who we're playing tonight, is only 3 points behind us with two games in hand. So,
yeah, and I think Buffalo is creeping up too. They're only 1 point behind Tampa. I mean, not really too worried about them, but
But they're there, I guess, still. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, it's so. This goes back to the whole thing about Gary Bettman saying there's nothing wrong with the format. I mean, yes, you're going to have to beat the best teams at some point during the playoffs, but come on. Do we always have to play our Stanley Cup final in the first round?
Yeah, that's like, the issue. We're the best division, the Atlantic.
Yeah.
It's the hardest division. It's the best division with the best teams all crowded up top. And we all, like you said, we're playing the Stanley Cup in the first round. So anyhow, we'll have to deal with it. So that's my bad. And what was your bad?
So mine is, you know, especially over the last couple games, some old habits seem to be sneaking back in. And I don't know if it's that it was just more glaring in those last two games versus the Caps and the Rangers because it was a much more tighter, heavier checking type of game, played with a lot of speed. Or, but even, you know, in the Calgary game, also, that's a little bit of a heavier team. Our forechecking has not seemed to be quite as diligent as it was. We're giving up the puck more easily in the face of increased pressure. And we normally have quite a lot of giveaways generally, but that just makes them that much more glaring, and they're leading to going into our net in these last couple.
Yeah, I think too. I guess Tavares may have. I think we actually mentioned this a lot, or you had asked me the last show that if we thought Tavares was slowing down a little bit. I didn't think so, but I thought on these last couple of games, you could see him. Let's just say, not as you couldn't notice him as much. Mm-hmm. But then it was pointed out. I heard that. On the draws, he wasn't doing very well.
No, I know, especially in that last game.
Yeah, so...
Which is unlike him.
Yeah, but that sort of makes sense then, because if he's not starting with the puck, then it's harder, obviously, right? So...
No, and it's harder to possess the puck if we're losing the draws a little bit more than usual, right?
Yeah, so that's part of it. And then the physicality part, I think the Rangers actually said that they were... That was part of their plan. They wanted to be more physical on us and that. And well, those are just things. I mean, to me, I didn't notice it that much to say that they were that much physical, but because I always think of just the playoffs and how it's very physical, obviously, in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's high octane. It's nothing close to that game. But yeah, so I don't know. And then, I mean, obviously, you're going to have a little bit of a letdown after the whole Marner streak ended. And
yeah. And of course, lo and behold, where did they go? New York City.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what they were doing there. Right?
Yeah. New York City at Christmas?
At Christmas.
There's really nothing to do there.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. And it actually leads into our ugly, too, because of that two game. Little trip that we just had on the Friday and the Saturday.
Yeah.
It was a two game losing streak that we have now, back to back losses. So,
well, and then I guess the ugly part of it is that we didn't really seem like we were in either game.
Yeah.
So, and I thought it was pretty ugly that, you know, poor Samsonov goes back to his former home rink and gets hung out to dry like that. I mean, yeah, he let in some bad ones, but he didn't get a lot of support either. And I really wanted more for him than that, you know?
Yeah. But what do you think the idea? I heard that some people were saying, like, because he did say that he was a little bit nervous going into the game. And they're saying, well, do you really want a goaltender like that, let's just say if he's nervous going back home, let's just say from his first team, do you really want a goaltender like that to have that kind of attitude going into game one of the playoffs?
Yeah, but you know, I thought about that, but it's not really the same because, I mean, the only way it would be is if we end up playing Washington at some point, you know, then he's going to have to get over it. He doesn't seem to really have any trouble getting up for anybody else. But there's bad feelings there, the way he left, you know, them pretty much just cutting him loose. You know, he has friends there. It's sort of a little bit of a different situation. Plus,
I was wondering what Ovechkin said to him there in the crease.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, it had to be something in Russian.
I'm really rusty on my Russian lip reading, so I couldn't make it out. But yeah,
that's probably what made him nervous.
Maybe. I mean, I guess, you know, he's used to having like OV bombs coming at him in practice, so he knows what to expect at least. But yeah, even if he was nervous at the start, like generally he settles down.
Yeah.
So, but you know, he didn't get much help either. So,
no, the defense was not good. You could tell, like, even Giordano and I guess Hall. Just all the pairings in general, like, we really, I don't know. I feel that we need Morgan Riley back as soon as possible.
Yeah.
We're missing him on there just to kind of solidify our pairings more. And
So they've carried us this far, and really more power to them for basically going above and beyond, but it's not sustainable. That's for sure.
Okay, so we can't be too upset with our Leafs given their play of late. I mean, they did have a 15 game point streak going, mm-hmm. so that's good. And but since it's getting close to Christmas, we thought of a few special gifts to give our guys. So let's roll the first ever Ladies Talking Leafs Christmas gift reel.
Yes, so it is the holiday season. So we are taking a festive approach to our highlight reel. So in no particular order in giving out our gifts, we just have a few ideas for what we would give to our Maple Leafs for Christmas.
Yeah, so this is fun. We're going to start off with the goalie, starting from the back end out. So our gift to Matt Murray and Ilya Samsonov is a tour of the Hockey Hall of Fame. So we just thought on this idea, we just thought that Murray could share with us his cup winning experience with the Pens, and Samsonov can even give us some background on the Russian hockey section there at the Hockey Hall of Fame. We thought we'd have some fun with that. And and then Sil came up with this extra. So Sil, what's the extra that we're going to give them?
So we'd also like to give them each an annual pass for yoga classes, because you got to keep those groins stretchy and resilient.
Yes, over the holidays, they got to keep that, even though they're only off for 4 or 5 days, but they got to keep limber, let's just say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So from the goalies, we go to the defense. So we all know the D has been decimated by injuries. So we want to take them to the spa and give them some time to relax and get rejuvenated. And to help them on the ice a little bit more and keep them safe, we're also gifting them with some heavy-duty shin pads so they can shot block fearlessly.
Yes. Yeah. Not many of them do the shot block, but they...
No, but if they have really good shin pads, maybe they feel, a little bit less nervous about it.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, Sil came up with that shin pad idea too. So I think I thought it was a good idea, but then I thought they don't really block shots that often. But yes, it might help them to think about doing that in a proper way. Mm-hmm. Not the way Mitch did that the other night off of his foot. I don't know what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So on to the forwards. So this one actually is my favorite one. We want to take them out for a special Christmas dinner at Michael Bunting's favorite Scarborough restaurant, Wimpy's. It's the location on Kingston Road. I'm not sure which crossroad, but I know it's on Kingston Road. And in addition, we're going to give them each a copy of the book, The Champion's Mind, How Great Athletes Think, Train, and Thrive by Jim Aframo.
I think it's Aframo.
Aframo. Mm-hmm. Again, Sil came up with this extra on the book. I was more on the Wimpy side. But
I thought they need something to remember us by too. So they needed like a walkaway gift. Yes.
Anyway, so here too, the idea is so that they can get their minds primed for the playoffs, which is a good idea too. So yeah, I think we'll enjoy the lunch or dinner first at the Wimpy's, and then
definitely.
And then present them with this book. So, oh, yes. And then one extra, big extra, actually, for JT, for our captain. Since he's played great to this point in the season, and he is our captain, we would like to give him an extra gift of a new pair of Maple Leaf PJs. And since the Islander fans nicknamed him Pajama Boy, we just figured it's high time he finally got a new pair, a fresh pair of PJs with the Maple Leafs. So yeah, that's our gifts for our forwards there.
And we also do have an extra gift for our longest serving Leaf, Morgan Riley. We wanted to take him on a tour of Maple Leaf Gardens, and which is now called the Mattamy Athletic Center. Out of everyone, we believe he'll most appreciate this trip down memory lane. The building inside is different, but there are still many things that have stayed the same. And in addition, we'd like to give him a souvenir playoff program from 1993. Hopefully that will inspire some success.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's, that will be fun as well. The tour of Maple Leaf Gardens. There's lots of, different, I guess, some of the, well, obviously the brick is there that we could show them with all the pictures inside that are still there. And then once you go into the arena, actually, it's still, there's still things there that, that we can point out to him and give, share with him some of the memories and excitement we had there and hopefully bring us more excitement in the spring here. Mm-hmm. So last but not least, to the coaching staff. So we are going to send the coaching staff on a spiritual retreat so that they can tap into their inner wisdom and learn to be calm in the face of adversity. We'll also throw in some bigger iPads complete with a case of disinfecting wipes. And those yes. disinfecting wipes, of course, Syl came up with that.
Well, that, can you imagine how disgusting they are on the bench?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've ever smelled hockey gloves, but, ooh, they're pretty gross. So,
yeah. Actually, she sent, I read that as I was watching the game, I read her comment to add in there when I was watching the game versus the Caps, and they were actually using the iPad at that point. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's probably
I think
right.
That's when I came up with the idea.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's, so those are our gifts to our Maple Leafs for this year.
And yes, we hope that they enjoy them.
We hope that they enjoy
them. They definitely
them.
Came from the heart.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe one of them will listen and they'll want to take us up on an offer. I'm willing. Mm-hmm. Actually, we could even take them to Tim's because of that whole Tim's thing with...
Oh, yeah.
with Willie and Bunting and
I don't know,
Austin.
Though. Would it feel like we're taking them to work, though? I don't know.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. We had fun celebrating our Leaf team. And but now we want to celebrate you. Yes. So we're going to take a little time to thank our listeners and followers in a very special way.
So for our third period segment, that's what we're going to do. This is our final show for 2022, and we want to thank some of our social media fans and loyal listeners. Before we get into that, though, we do want to remind you about our Merry Leaf giveaway. Merry Leafy giveaway, actually. Sorry, I should have said Leafy giveaway. for this holiday season, we're giving away a pair of Leaf tickets for the game on January 23rd versus the New York Islanders.
Yes. So you can find the full details on how to enter on all of our social media channels. But here is a quick review. All you need to do is write a review about our podcast on whatever app you use to listen to us. Tell us what you like about our show and your favorite episode and why. And if there isn't an option to write a review on the app that you use, you can also email us at ladiestalkinleafs. That's LADIES. TALKINLEAFS at gmail.com.
Yeah, and we got a few entries. So we're just going to give you an example of one that we received from Sarah, who sent us an email. So I'm just going to read this here. And so Sarah said that she's a recent hockey fan within the past 3 years, that she started a major interest in sports. And watching sports. She's a big Leafs fan and has always been, but have become much more passionate fan over the past few years. Having women who are passionate about the sport and sharing our insight for the ladies has allowed an amazing opportunity for personal growth and myself to learn about the game of hockey. So that's a part of it anyway. So we appreciate Sarah for taking the time writing a review. And we hope you can write the review to enter for the tickets, obviously, but if you just want to do the rating as well, there's options there on Spotify for ratings, but you do have to do the review to enter for this, for the Leaf ticket. So good
and
luck.
And that gives Sarah one entry into the contest.
Yeah. Yeah. So good luck to everyone who does enter, and the deadline is December 31st, so there's still plenty of time to get that in. Maybe... do it before you eat the turkey on Christmas Day or your family celebrations or on Boxing Day when you're just relaxing. So But now we're going to take some time to thank a few of our listeners and social media followers, starting off with a few of the Facebook groups that allow us to share our podcast drops announcements with their followers.
So we want to give a big thank you to Facebook group Friends of the Toronto Maple Leafs and a couple of their admin who regularly check out our Facebook page, and that's Cody Ogle and Chris McMahon. Thanks also to female fans of the Toronto Maple Leafs and their admin Marlene Prosser and Dee Erickson. We were honored to have a Facebook Live session with the group, and we look forward to doing this again with them in the new year.
Yeah, and another group that we follow that lets us share our podcast announcements is the Toronto Maple Leafs Central group, Leafs Nation, and diehard Toronto Maple Leafs fans. So thank you to all those groups on Facebook. And and we hope that a lot of the followers there, I'm sure they've liked our posts, and hopefully a lot of them have been tuning into our show.
Yeah, and it definitely, you know, I want to thank them also for, you know, making the leaf season fun. These groups, they actually are very passionate fans, and they do a lot to encourage the dialogue, and of course that adds fun to the season. So, and also some top fans of our page that we would like to shout out are Teresa Polito, Gary Tobin, Russell McDonald, Paul Baker, Ron Ashley, and Cheryl Takaoka. Hope I said that right.
Yeah. I'm actually going to read a couple of comments from that we had from our recently from our Facebook post. One from Russell McDonald. He wrote just recently with the passing of Boreas Alming. He wrote about. He said, "Just a thought. Since the night the Leafs paid tribute to Borea and then sadly he passed, is it karma or spirits from above that this team is on fire? This was during the streak, the winning streak, and Nylander is ablaze." So I really liked that comment when he mm-hmm. shared that with us on one of our Facebook posts. So I thought that was a really good comment. It was true. Like the team was like after that, everything that happened. And I do wish they would have kept the patches on their jerseys. Mind you, the Borea patch. I don't know why they.
Yeah, maybe
it off,
they need to bring it back.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And then the other comment was from Cheryl Takaoka. And she actually, it kind of reminded me of you, Syl, because she made a comment on an earlier post in the year. Her favorite player is Mike Palmateer. Mm-hmm. And and so then she wrote, I'm just going to get it here. Yeah, she's like her favorite goalie as a kid. She remembers all the great glove saves that he used to make. Right? Mm-hmm. So I just thought that was kind of cool. And it reminded me of you with the, because you love Mike Palmateer as well.
Yes, I did. And I remember all of his crazy poke checks, like coming out so far out of the crease. Oh, he was wild.
Line. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you to all of our Facebook followers. For all that they share with us and that they follow us.
And for our Twitter followers, we want to thank Some Fair, who follows us all the way from Argentina and regularly checks out our tweets. And we also want to thank Pam Wood and Laura, who is at Music Chick Art as well.
Yeah. And, a few of the media members we also want to thank. So David Alter from Sports Illustrated Media Group, Chris Johnston, who's on TSN, and Craig Button, also from TSN. And a guest, actually, and a regular guest, we give a special thank you to Mike Augello, a.k.a. otherwise known as Mike in Buffalo, who we've had as a regular guest on our show. And we'll be seeing more of him next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely tune in for those episodes.
Yeah.
So these are obviously only a few of the people who support and listen to our show. And of course, we want to thank everyone for listening and following us. And thank you so much to all of you. It means so much to us from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to go through the upcoming games on the schedule. We got the game that's going on right now versus the Lightning, which is a big one. And then Thursday is the next gen game where they're going to be wearing those, I guess, the Biebers. Mm-hmm. What are they called? The reversible ones, jerseys. That's going to be kind of a fun game. It's an afternoon game, so it is a little bit different. And that's the Christmas break.
And then the next week, they go on the road to St. Louis, Arizona, and Colorado on New Year's Eve before coming back home. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Mitch does on the next gen game, because normally he just lights it up for the kids. So
yeah, no, he definitely.
Hopefully he can start a new streak that afternoon, yeah. Actually.
Yeah, no, he definitely, he loves those games. He always seems to have a big game on those next gen games. So that'll be a good one. And it's Philly. So hopefully, I don't know, Torts won't have anything big planned for us on Thursday afternoon. But yeah, and then the other games next week going out west, I'm sure going to a Mullet Arena in Arizona is going to be so exciting.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, actually, I heard on the news yesterday, their new arena, I mean, I don't know why Gary Bettman just doesn't give it up, but he'll never give it up. Their new arena, which still won't be approved, even if, well, I think it's another few months, they have to vote on it again, like the public has to vote. Mm-hmm. But their new arena is going to be built on a landfill site. So even Ew. After... Yeah, so we're not going there again on a road trip. I know that.
Thank you.
So even after it is approved in Tempe, is where they're supposed to be building this new arena. It's the land has to sit open, obviously, because it is a landfill site. It has to, I guess, rejuvenate itself for like 2 to 3 years before they can actually build anything.
So they're going to be at this Mullet Arena for that long?
Yes, and we're we're funding this. Because we are the most profitable team, obviously, or one of the most profitable, which is ridiculous. I don't know why they're doing this. But anyways, and then Colorado on New Year's Eve. I don't know if we've played New Year's Eve game in a long time, but we'll see. And then that's it for 2022. So,
well, the St. Louis one might be interesting considering all the grumblings with Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Potentially. Joining our team at some point down the line. That should be a little interesting. I'm sure there will be quite a lot of chatter that night about that as well.
Yeah, I don't know if is Tyler Bozak still playing there or is he injured?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Between him, JVR is on the block as well. I know that.
I heard actually somebody mentioned the potential of him coming to our team.
Coming back?
Obviously. You know, because you've got like a guy who can finish at the net. So that's never a bad thing. But it would have to be, they would have to keep money for sure. So like
all of it almost.
Yeah.
He's getting,
I can't believe how lucky he got with that contract.
Yes.
Like, yeah, really. Sure.
And then Freddie, I don't know. They have in Carolina, they have going with former Leafs in Carolina. They have like some, I don't know what the guy's name is. Some goalie is really playing well now. They're, it's like, I guess, well, Freddie's been out and he hasn't played since that game.
Is he going to lose his job to another guy again?
I think so,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think we may have brought him bad luck because it's ever
we
since.
We broke him. We broke Freddie.
When we visited when we went on our road trip to Carolina. But anyhow. All right. So that's all we got for today's show. Be sure to follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Our handle is @LTL1917. And over the holidays, check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel, too. We have lots of videos there from games that we've been to and our latest road trip to Carolina, too. So we can you can check that out. And our YouTube handle is the same, @LTL1917.
And another way to help us out is by visiting our Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com. You can follow us there. And if you choose to, you can support us by buying us a coffee. Any donation goes towards helping us produce the show and making it even better for you. So you can find the link to our Ko-fi page on our show notes or in any of our social media profile pages.
Yeah. And as always, we want to thank our healthcare workers and first responders for everything that they do. And we want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy, Healthy New Year.
So thanks as always for listening. Till next year, go Leafs, go.
Go.
Do you believe? For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.